Well, hello, hello, all of my bedroom playmates, and welcome to the G-Spot with Miss Mika Ray. And I hope you all have had a great weekend and a great week since our last show. Our last show was so hot and steamy regarding exes, very, very deep, if I must say so myself. But I think we did cover a lot, and I will do a part two on that show very soon. Tonight we're talking about The Dark Passenger, which is a novel written by Matthew Tavon. And we're also going to discuss sexual promiscuity. And we're going to do a little focus on sexual promiscuity in the LGBT community. And we'll definitely talk about it relating to males, heterosexual males, and our gay males as well. So I'm looking forward to this evening. I do have Matthew on the phone with me. Matthew, are you there? Well, I don't think he can hear me, Matthew. Okay, so maybe he took a pause for a second, so we'll give him some time to come back on. You all know that if you need to speak, you just press 1. If you have some questions, press 1, and we will bring you on live. And let me see if Matthew has joined us. Matthew, are you there now? Okay. Let's give him a second. While we're waiting for him, also just want you all to know you are listening to blogtalkradio.com /WJBR. Every Monday night you can catch me here with the G-Spot with Mika Ray from 10 to about 11 or 11:30. Then on Saturdays you're able to catch Javon on from 11 until 1 with Brunch in the Basement. And then we have Sunday show, which is Sunday Evening Shout from 6:30 until 8:30. And I believe we now have Matthew back on the line. So, Matthew, are you there now, honey?
Yes, I am here. I don't know what was going on, but baby, I am here now. I'm here.
I'm so glad you're here. I was like, oh, my gosh, he missed my wonderful introduction.
You know, I heard it. That's all it was. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
You are welcome. Well, I'm so happy to have you on the show. And you are a virgin to the G-Spot, aren't you?
Oh, I'm ready for you to take my virginity.
Well, I am happy to take it, darling.
I'm ready.
I think we're going to have a good time tonight. So what we're going to start off with first is a little bit of music. Let me find some Chris Brown on here because I think I do.
Some Chris Breezy, okay.
Yeah, we're going to try to start off with something sexy. Tonight, I love to always open up with music before each show just to kind of get the mood set.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what I have on here for Mr. Chris Brown. So I have Back to Sleep, so we're going to play this first, and then we will come back and we will go into discussing your book signing, and then we'll go into our topic for the evening. So you all sit tight, and...
Let me ride.
So welcome, welcome back. You know, I had to play my little Chris Brown right now. That's the song that I'm vibing to just about every day.
I was vibing too.
I was sitting here drinking my
wine.
You say what now?
I said I was vibing with you. I got my glass of wine and everything.
I was up here dancing, kind of slow winding it a little bit. So welcome back, everyone. And for the people who all just joined the show, tonight we are speaking with Matthew. Is it Tavon?
You got it. It's Matthew Tavon.
Matthew Tavon, as he discussed his novel, Dark Passenger, as well as his book signing. He's also going to be my co-host tonight as we talk about sexual promiscuity in the LGBT community. I know, it's going to be something else. And I'm looking forward to it. So you all are listening to the G-Spot with Mika Ray on Blog Talk Radio / WJBR. Press 1 if you would like to speak, and I will bring you on. And it looks like we have someone already, and we haven't even gotten started yet.
They're ready.
They're ready. I love it. Let's bring them on because maybe they have a question that will actually go ahead and get us into your book. And normally I let a few of them stay on for a few minutes anyway. So let's start with the first one, 1530. 1530, are you there?
Hey, I'm on the line.
Hi.
Hey.
Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, great. So Matthew Tavon.
Hey.
This is actually, so my question for you is, how is this book going to impact the gay African-American society? Is it, you know, what are your goals for publishing this book at this time?
That's a very good question.
That is a very good question. And before he answers, let's have him describe what the book is about and then go into that answer. So go ahead.
Great.
Okay. Well, the book is about a young black gay male. It's gonna you're gonna read about the different relationships that he gets into, and with each relationship, it's like he's losing a piece of himself with each relationship that he gets into, and it's like each relationship he's taking his sexual nature to the next level. It's like he's doing some very erotic and explicit things that he thought that he would never ever do. And in his book, you're gonna read about the different things and different sexual acts that he does, all while still trying to find himself, still going through college, dealing with religion. And the book also deals with real life issues like such as HIV. And like I mentioned before, religion, you know, within a homosexual LGBT community, is like, is God listening to my prayers? All of that stuff is in this book. And going off with what you had said, the book isn't just geared towards the LGBT community. I want to get that clear. The book is for everyone. The book is for the female audience, because when you read this book, I want you to realize, just like the main character will start to realize about himself, it's about finding out who you are as a person. It's about finding out about your sexuality, and it's also about finding out your worth. When I say your worth, it's like what you will and what you will not do, what you will stand for and what you want. Won't stand for. So you'll get that off from reading the book. I just want to impact somebody and have them realize, like, your body is your temple and you can do what you want with it.
Great, great. That's a great response. Cool. Thank you for that. Yay. Well, I have my copy, and not to be biased or anything, but I am one of Matthew Tavon's best friends. So I am, you know, I'm going to make sure that I read this book.
Right, I know you got a copy and everything.
And so, you know, I'm glad to see, you know, not just the society doing this, but you know, you venturing out to the straight population as well. That's really good and growth. I love it. Thank you, Maddie.
Thanks, D-Lo G. Thanks, D-Lo G.
No problem. No problem.
Well, thank you for that wonderful question and taking the time to even listen to the show tonight and call in. I hope
of course.
You can listen throughout the evening.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so, so much. And
no
Matthew,
problem.
I love that you. Thank you. I'm sorry. It's a delay sometimes, so it may sound like we're talking over each other, so I apologize.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Okay. So, Matthew, I love that you spoke about that this is not just for the LGBT community. Well, men. I guess you were saying this also for women. And talk a little bit more in depth about what you were saying regarding women.
Well, as far as regarding women, like, I'm putting it all together. I just feel like men and females need to know their worth. I mean, we get wrapped up into these relationships, and it's like we lose ourselves. It's like when you get into that one relationship, and I'm talking to the females, I'm talking to the males, you get into that one relationship where you think that this relationship is going to work, and you're fighting for it, and you're doing things that you never thought you would do, but at the today, it's these red flags that you're not paying attention to. And I want the women to realize you are beautiful, baby. Your body is your temple. And these men need to listen to you. They need to listen, and they need to treat you like the queen that you are. And I feel like through this book, it touches on different aspects of what I'm talking about right now. While you're reading the book, it's very relatable. And I feel like women can relate to the relationship aspect of the book and the sexual aspect of the book, because we all like to get a little nasty.
Yeah, we definitely like to get a little nasty, and I want to get into that nasty in just a second. But I just love that you're touching on worthiness, and I agree. I do believe that a lot of us get into relationships, and we begin to lose who we are. And I always tell people, when you meet someone new, they're falling in love with who you are, your genuine self.
Mm-hmm.
They're falling in love with the things that you like to do, the places you like to go, who you are, who you demonstrate yourself to be, which hopefully most of the time that's your authentic self. But then what happens is we tend to get into this relationship and we start trying to change because they may have shared a story about an ex, or they may have shared a story about their mother, who can cook this type of meal, or who can do this and do that, right, and all this kind of stuff. So now we're trying to incorporate that and be who we think they need us to be. And when we do that, we lose a little bit more of ourselves each
Girl,
time.
Girl, you better speak on it. You better speak on it.
Well, thank you, honey. So we lose a little bit more of ourselves each time. And then it becomes a habit. And now it's a life that we're living with someone, and we start to feel like we feel very unfulfilled eventually, and we feel like I've sacrificed everything, and what have you done for me?
Right, right.
And now we're
I agree with you.
Unhappy, yeah. So I love that. I love that. Did you want to read a passage of your book that possibly relates to what we just discussed? Or am I putting you on the spot?
You just put me on the spot. You put me on the spot. I got a passage to read, and it does actually kind of go into. It does actually.
Tell me where it is, because I have your book too, and I want to look at it with you.
Okay, it's on page 10.
Okay.
But it's like I don't want to reveal the big secret, but I want to, like, lead towards it.
Okay. Okay.
So,
good. I'm listening.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. There was a knock at the door. And at this time of night, no one should be at my door. I'm at the bottom of page 10, by the way.
Okay.
The thunder clashed loudly, and the flashes from the lightning kept me on edge. I peeked through the peephole, and it was Christopher. It was as if everything I read in the secret was true.
The law of attraction brought him to my doorstep. I frantically opened the door, trying to get him out of the rain, but it was too late. He was soaked. Once he entered the door, he sat on the couch and broke down crying. I can't deal with this shit anymore. Damien, Christopher sobbed. I held him close to my heart. I could feel his warm teardrops falling on my chest. I cradled him tight. I know he has been under so much pressure with college courses and his mother's health. Don't cry. You need to get out of these clothes. You're so wet and you're going to get sick, I replied. Candles filled the darkness all around my house. My grandma always said, lights off when it's lightning. I knew he was probably cold, so I went and found him an oversized shirt and some basketball shorts. For some strange reason, he followed me in the bedroom. I turned around and he started to take off his shirt. I sat on the bed and watched him.
Oh, hold on, wait. I didn't lost where I was at.
Well, you was right. I sat on the bed and I watched him as his wet muscles glistened in the candlelight. Okay, keep going.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. He then took off his pants, and following that, his briefs. I had to turn the other way because being that close to him, literally naked, made my dick throb. You can look. It's all yours if you want it to be, Christopher said. I slowly closed my thighs, trying to mask my erection. I handed him the basketball shorts to put on. It's something I need to tell you, I blurted out. I felt my heart racing.
Okay, we can stop.
Okay.
We don't want to get too far, though.
We don't want to get too far.
We want people to be like, oh, let me find that passage. I'm ready to read this book.
Mm-hmm.
So tell them where they can meet you this week and buy their copy of the book.
Well, you guys can meet me at Sephora Lounge down here in Atlanta. It's on Claremont Road this Thursday. Having a huge event. My girl Mika is going to be up there speaking, and it's going to be from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. We're going to have a live DJ. We got a special surprise instructor. I'm so excited. I hope you guys are ready to dance. And, of course, I'm going to be reading a passage. You can get your books there. It's going to be so much fun. We have so much in store for y'all. I promise you this. This book signing will be like never before. You ain't never been to a book signing like this.
Okay. Well, it definitely sounds very sexy, very fun. And, of course, yes, I will be there. And, you know, I'm looking forward to answering all your intimate questions. So if you have questions, concerns, issues related to intimacy, sex, and relationships, I am there to answer all those questions for you. I have about, 10, I think, so far that I'm working my way through now. So that I can be prepared for you all on Thursday night. I cannot wait, Matthew. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. And, I'm looking forward to this. And I'm going to find us some more music to play, and then we're going to come back and we will go into our discussion regarding promiscuity. Did you have anything else you want to share about your book before we go there?
Well, let me just say this. I hope you guys are prepared for a good read. Be careful. I'm warning you while you read this book. It is sexy, it is hot, it is steamy, and it does deliver a good message. So make sure you guys can also check out my website at theutopiasuite.com. That's the UTOPIASUITE, theutopiasuite.com, or you can order a copy right there. And that's it.
You can also post that information in the group so others can see it. We may go into our topic a little early because I'm having trouble trying to play this music. So while I work on music, let's start talking about the promiscuity. because it seems like your book, I've been reading a little bit of it, kind of touches on that in a sense. Am I right?
Yeah, you are right. It does
so,
kind of.
What lessons do you think people would gather from that regarding what you're discussing in the book related to promiscuity?
Well, I think that people will gain knowledge that, you know, just don't give yourself out to everybody. Like, just be selective. Like, I don't feel like it's nothing wrong being a little bit promiscuous, just a little bit. But you could be promiscuous with one person.
I am a firm believer in you being able to enjoy your sex life, of course.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I do say that women, men, enjoy your sex life, but you want to also be safe,
yes.
Emotionally safe, mentally
mm-hmm.
safe, sexually safe at all times. And I don't know if there's such a thing as a little bit promiscuous on Matthew, but
we're just gonna be out there. Let's be out there.
I think that where it comes into play is when you are just using sex as a way to, I guess, heal emotionally. Some people are just doing it as a coping mechanism.
And you know
or
what,
this is a learned behavior.
What I want to touch on, it's funny that you said that because actually that's a point that's in my book as well. I'm not going to say too much, but one of the characters, you'll learn more about him, and he loves having sex. Like, he loves having sex. But the reason that he keeps having sex is because he's using it as a healing mechanism. That's also something that you'll learn about when you read my book. You don't want to use it just, like, to cope with certain situations because for that time that you're having sex, as soon as it's over, real life is going to hit you again. So you'll learn that, too, while reading the book.
You definitely made a great point that, of course, you know, if you are using sex to cope at the end of the day, and it's just like anything, sex can become an addiction, drugs become an, you know, alcohol. Those are normally vices that people turn to cope with different issues in their life. But at the end of the day, once it ends, once it's over, once that high is gone, once that sexual high is gone, you still have your regular life to live. You still have to
right.
deal with the aftermath of those emotions, especially those sexual emotions. Because sex creates a bond that a lot of people feel is non-existent when you come to sex. But that bond is there. No matter
right.
if you're having casual sex or you're just going out and you're having sex with, you know, the love of your life, you are creating a bond with someone, and you have to be careful with these bonds because you don't know what the other person is feeling. And they may tell you, oh, yeah, I can handle just having sex this one time. But they may have become obsessed with you. Maybe you gave them some great head, gave them some great coaching, some great whatever. And now all of a sudden they're in love and you're not ready for this. And they're stalking you.
In love with
but
the
they're trying to, yes, or whatever you gave them. They done fell in love with it. So you do have to be emotionally responsible. When you're out there having sex. And then definitely use protection. Protection is very important, and people tend to use protection. And that is a really big thing, especially in the LGBT community. And that is not just for gay men. It's also for lesbian women. Lesbian women don't use protection either. Lesbian women feel like they are a little immune to some STDs. Maybe all of them, but they're not. And they will not use dental dams. They're not even using condoms on them dildos, which I tell you too, because you can get infections and you don't know who else's dildo has been in. So it's just like, or if the person is cleaning it properly.
Right. I mean, you just can't go over everybody's house letting them use their dildo on you. I be trying to tell people, don't let them use their dildo. Bring your own dildo from your house. That's my tip.
I agree. I have told women the same thing. If you want to make sure that you're being safe, keep your own dildo with you, and you take it with you when you go and have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And use your dildo because you know how you've cleaned it, and you know it's only been used on you. And some
mm-hmm.
women, you know, masculine females become, or even Sims who use dildos who strap up, they become a little offended when you ask them to buy another dildo. And I want to. I am not one. I want you to buy another dildo. But I have somebody who has something to say. So I'm going to bring her on. Hang on. Yes.
I'm going to say no, no. I'm not even going to say hello to y'all. I'm saying no already.
What?
Y'all are out of y'all mind if y'all think I'm going to put some dildo on my vagina that somebody else has been using.
Well,
y'all are out of control. If I'm shopping up, then look. If I'm shopping up, then that deal, the back of that dildo is touching my vagina. So you want me to be comfortable with that? I'd rather just have my own dildo and put a condom on it if she's uncomfortable. But I'm not about to spend $80, $90, $120 on a dildo every time I want to have sex with somebody. And I'm having multiple partners. I don't date one person at a time, so that's just making my budget out of control.
But well, maybe you don't need to be strapping up on everyone either.
Maybe they shouldn't be wanting to give it to me.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Whatever. But you,
oh.
You know what?
I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Yeah, but you're right, though. You did make a valid point because I think it can go both ways. The woman don't want a dildo that's been inside somebody else, and then you don't want a dildo that's been used by somebody else. So you have a great point. Thank you for
mm-hmm.
pointing that out. That makes sense.
You are
so
welcome.
Maybe.
Thank you for letting me call in.
You're welcome. Y'all have some range to call in.
Yeah, but I think safety, y'all hit it on the nose with the safety. It's very hard for me as a stud to practice safe sex with the dental dams and the finger condoms and all that stuff. I hate that crap.
But the thing is this, why is that hard for you and why do you hate it? Because, and this is important, because it goes back to men. A lot of men are like that too. I don't like to put another condom on my penis and all this kind of stuff. But what is more important, being, like, sensationally uncomfortable for a few minutes or living a lifetime with the STD that you're not able to get rid of? Which is more important?
Well, that's why I learned – well, see, that's why I learned to take my time and get to know people first and not just jump into sex. Yeah, back in the day when I was, you know, from one woman to the next, I didn't think about all those things. I was just trying to conquer women and accomplish a goal. You know, I was just entertaining myself. I was very immature. So coming into my womanhood and learning about safe sex, me personally, I don't like to use those devices because guess what? I can't finger you and eat your pussy at the same time because I got to use both hands to hold the dental dam up. Or I got to, you know, put this finger condom on. It's just too much work. It's already a lot of work for a stud to have to strap up or decide if she gonna have sex or not. So she might try to wear it, you know, over the girl house. It's just a lot. So I'd rather just take my time, get to know the person and and just wait until later versus having sex with them right out. You know, and getting tested. You know, they got tested CVS that you could get. I mean, it might not knock out all the STDs, but you'll pretty much have a general basis for if they have some or not.
I'm glad that you brought up getting tested. I think that's very important. You have to make sure that you're being tested. If you're not being tested, then you don't need to have sex with this person. That should be the number one thing. Go and get yourself tested. before having sex with someone. But the problem has been is that a lot of people are just jumping into the bed. They're just having sex. It's not about being tested. Or we've heard rumors, and I hope it looks like Matthew's call dropped, so he'll call back. But I've heard that a lot of gay males do just kind of jump into the bed, or they're like, you know, they may meet out at the club, and they may have sex in the bathroom. They just seen each other for the first time. So if you're not going to be tested, if you are going to be that type of person that just kind of have sex with somebody, whatever, at least protect yourself as much as possible by putting on a condom before you do it. That's extremely important. Extremely important. It looks like Matthew called back in, and we also have another caller that I'm going to bring on once I get Matthew on. Matthew, are you there?
I'm back. I don't know what happened, but I'm back.
Oh, okay. Well, did you have anything else to say, caller?
I didn't have anything else to say. I really appreciate the conversation. Matthew, I will see you Thursday.
Yes, you will. Thanks for talking.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All righty, thank you. She touched on a really good point, and she was saying that, you know, at least go and get tested. And that is something that I was preparing to talk about as well. Make sure that you're being tested before engaging in sex with individuals. However, I also kind of mentioned that I have heard, and Matthew, you can confirm, I guess you confirm, I don't know, because you wrote this book. But I've heard that a lot of males are kind of going in, you know, men having sex. They will meet somebody that night at the club, and maybe in the next 5 minutes they have sex with them. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, I wish I could say you were wrong, but no, you are 100% correct, and it happens. It's the truth.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was about to say, girl, you just hit the nail with the hammer. I mean, it does happen. You go to the club, you might meet somebody that night, they in the bedroom, getting banged out. I mean, it happens.
And that's something that I find, it's, like I said before, I have a mantra that I use when I do my event, and it's called, I am the source of my own sexual pleasure. So you're in control of your sexual pleasure, but you also need to be in control of your sexual health because it's very, very, very important. And
very.
If you're gonna go out and sex with, you're going to have sex with multiple people, just be responsible. Put on a condom. If you're going to have sex with the next person in 5 minutes, you meet this person like, damn, he is fine, she is cute, put on a condom. I know you don't have time to go and test the person, but at least wear a condom. And for these lesbian women, I just think you just got to wait until they test it. Because I'm telling you, lesbian women don't think that they can get HIV. They don't think that they can get herpes from each other. They don't. It's just like this big thing. They don't really believe that it can happen. It's a less likely of a chance. However, it can happen. So let's just try our best to be sexually responsible.
And that's all we're saying, y'all. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, that's all we're saying.
Be sexually responsible.
We do have a caller. Yes. Thank you, Matthew. You're so passionate. I love it. Thank you. We do have a caller, 1342. Let me bring this caller on. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Hello.
Yes.
Hi,
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, to comment on that, I feel like sex has gotten real lazy because a girl like me has invested in many Trojans. Trojans should send me a check as much money as I've invested in them. But I'm just saying, Trojans should send me at least $100 a month, just saying. But it's a little unconventional. It's two of us on the phone. We're on three-way. So I have a question, and my friend Brandon has a question. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. My question is to Mr. Matthew.
Okay.
I am personally a transgender, and I'm currently waiting on my book. It should be here, like, next week sometime, girl. But
okay, okay.
But would you say that since your book is reaching out to the LGBT community, would you personally say that transgendered men and women could relate to the book as well?
Definitely. I would definitely say that, like, it's not... Like, when it comes to relationships, like, it's just, that's what it is, relationships,
right.
Emotions, and it's feelings. It's no dick, no penis, no none of that. It's how you feel and the time that you invest in someone. So when you read this book, you're going to feel these emotions. It's very relatable. It's very relatable. So to answer your question, yes. Yes. It's geared towards,
okay.
I told you, it's not just geared towards the gay male. It's geared towards everybody.
Well, I am ready for my book, honey. I'm just letting you know.
You better get ready.
And unfortunately, I cannot be at any of your book signings because I'm in the slums of Louisiana. But I shall read the book. Yeah, baby. It's raining for you, honey. It is raining and it is cold and it's damn near snowing. We got a hurricane coming. Baby, I got to go. But my friend would like to ask this question, Nate.
How you doing?
Hey.
Okay, so my question is for Matthew as well. We've talked about who you wrote the book for. What was your biggest inspiration behind the book? Like, what was the real message behind what you were trying to say about writing this book?
I'm going to mute Squall while he answers that question because I can hear your background, okay? But
I'm trying to drive, girl.
It's okay, I understand. I'm just going to mute it so you all can hear it. Okay,
Matthew. Okay. Well, it's so funny because when I first started writing this book, it started off just like a short story because now it's a three-part novel, and this is actually the first. This is the first part of the trilogy. So when I first started off, it was just like a simple little short story. And on my website, theutopiasuite.com, I have other stories. And this one got the most feedback. Everybody just kept hitting me up, messaging me, like, you need to turn this into a book. You need to turn this into a book. So I'm like, this story.
I just laughed. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I'm like, this story... And just, it wasn't even a complete story. It was shorter than what it is now. And I'm just like, if this can impact somebody and just this little short piece, I just wonder what a book can do. And when I say that, like, I want to touch people through my writing. That's my way of expressing myself. And that's my inspiration to write this book. I want to touch everyone. I want to enlighten people. And I want them to know their self-worth and why I'm coming out with this trilogy.
Well, definitely, like Peaches said, we will definitely be waiting for our copies. And unfortunately, we can't come to this event, but we look forward to your new releases, the next chapter of your books.
And that'll be like around July 30th, by the way. You know, my birthday.
You need a character in one of your movies. I will be the transgender hoodwink.
Oh, Mika, did you hear that? He said a transgender what?
Hood rat.
Yes,
Mika,
you said transgender
hood rat.
I'm saying, I can be classy, but I can get hood just now, honey.
Okay, I'm going to take that into consideration.
Well, thank you all. Do you all have any more questions or comments? Okay,
I think that was it.
I guess they have disconnected. Well, it looks like we have somebody else on, so let's bring them on. 0255.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Lamar. Hello, Mika Ray. Hello, Matthew Taylor.
Hello.
Oh, it's the host of the event.
Yes. You know how to call me.
Oh.
Support.
The
Look at Mika.
I didn't even recognize your voice. I'm so sorry.
I should disguise myself. I tried to sound a little bit more sexier.
So you're trying to sound a bit sexy. I felt it. I feel the sexiness coming from your voice.
So what's so funny is me and my friend TT, she's a lesbian, and we were having a conversation, like, right before y'all show started, we were talking about two topics. We were talking about dildos, and
okay.
TT actually had a question or a comment about dildos. So her question
okay.
was, as a femme, would you feel some type of way if you were dating a stud and your stud wanted you to use a double-sided dildo on them?
No.
Oh, hell no.
No.
I would love it. I would love it. I would not have a problem with it. And let me tell you, I am the type of, get out. I'm the type of, sorry. I am the type of, lesbian woman who enjoys sex, and I explore it in all avenues. And I would, my biggest problem with the stud would be if she didn't want me to touch her at all. If I can't look at that vagina, I can't smell it, I can't taste it, touch it, whatever, I can't deal with her. So I'm going to need somebody who wants me to do some things to that vagina. And if using a double-sided dildo is one of them, I would gladly do it. I would gladly use a strap on a stud. I don't mind.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so my
as
question...
As long as they're open.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, with a stud that does not want you to touch her, doesn't want you to finger her, doesn't want you to eat her out, like, doesn't want you to touch her, what does that say to you, being a femme that likes to explore and that wants, you know, like, the whole deal? How do you feel about that?
Well, I've dated a woman who was a touch-me-not stud, and I thought it was something I could handle at the time. So we dated for months. And, you know, the sex was good. It was okay for the most part. However, I started to feel like I was with the man. Because
I was just about to
I couldn't enjoy the vagina. And I need to, and it's like, what's the point of me being a lesbian if I can't enjoy the vagina? So it would really bother me. But it doesn't say, to me, it doesn't tell me anything about that particular individual. I just have a preference. If their preference is not to be touched, that's their thing. I have nothing to do with that. There are a lot of females, a lot of femmes out here who don't want to touch, who don't want to go down, who don't want to do that. They kind of just want to lay on their back or ride the face. But that's about
pillow
it. Yeah, there are a lot of pillow lesbians out, pillow princesses out there. And those type of studs need that type of, but it's just not for me.
Got that.
Yeah. Any other questions?
As far as like, affection, I guess I could ask this to Matthew. Hey, Manny.
Hey.
So, as me and TC were talking about earlier, we were talking about like dildos and straps and stuff like that. So, if you were dating a guy and he preferred you to use a strap on him opposed to your penis, how would that make you feel?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, I just don't understand why he would want me to put on a strap on when I can use the real thing. That would make no sense. If he want me to play with him with a dildo, I mean, that's what he want to do. I mean, we can do that. But if he really want me to put on a strap on when I got the real meat right here, no. That's the problem.
So what if he, you know, was a size, a quote-unquote size king, and, you know, all he wanted to take was, like, 12 inches, and you ain't got 12 inches. Like, would you still use a dildo on him or size?
Jerry, I'm not about to play.
Oh, Lord.
I can't.
Because y'all are a mess. So basically, you're trying to say that this particular dude may have a preference of size, and their lover doesn't have the size that they prefer. So they're asking
to have that.
Jay, hold on.
But I think that's an insult.
I think that's an insult too. What you trying to say?
I don't think I would take it as an insult.
What if you just want to do something that night and you were like, let's put it on and have some fun? Is that bad? Like, let's try something.
I think that it depends on if you all are exploring. I know I'm answering this for you, Matthew, so I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let you talk in one quick second. I think that if you are exploring, and I think, because that happens even in the lesbian community, sometimes you want to experiment a bigger size dildo, so you explore. I don't think there's anything wrong with exploring. I think it's something wrong with, you don't have my size, so I just need you to strap up on me all the time. And just like in the lesbian community, there's a lot of women that just want to be strapped up all the time. Like, they want to be strapped on all the time. And the stud is like, I don't want to strap you. Like, I want to eat some coochie. So it's like, I want to use my real penis. I don't want to strap all the time. Go ahead, Matthew.
Let me just answer this real quick. My lover told me that, I'd be kind of offended. Like, you trying to say my dick ain't big? Like, is that what you trying to say? Because I know that's not the case.
Ooh.
And there we go.
Oh,
is that the answer? Because I just gave you the answer.
Okay, that's the answer to that question. Moving right along. What's the other questions? Because
all we have, we've enjoyed listening to y'all.
Thank you.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yana got me sweating in here. Yana, we're moving on. Any other questions?
That's it, Nisa.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back. I'm going to play Exchange. Oh, no, we have a – hang on. I think this was him calling back. His phone must have hung up. I'm going to bring him back on real quick, and then we're going to play the song. Hello? 1313.
Mika, girl, I'm having technical difficulties.
I see you having a lot of technical difficulties. I was getting ready to play a song, so we'll play the song, okay. And then we'll – all right. It's Bryson Tiller's Exchange.
This what happened when I think about you. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways. Got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my song. That's why I say the things that I say that way. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, have sex and then blow dank. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. I saw you in street, that was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true, X has changed, yeah. Hey, guess you changed. change for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at 2 keys or 10 roof? Turn up, we on Tiller, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low key feeling you. Don't be cynical, won't fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is, I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them hoes can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your ass in my grip. College, make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you. You got my soul.
Hello?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was going to be listening to the music on mute. I am back. So thank you all for listening to the G-Spot with Mika. And, of course, this is Mika. I'm back, and I was playing Exchange by Bryson Tiller. And, Matthew, are you still there?
You know I'm here, girl. I got your back. I'm right here.
Thank you, boo, for having my back, because I'm listening to the song on mute. I came back and started talking. And I'm like, why nobody saying anything? I get so caught up, but in the music. But anyway, so I think tonight's show has been very interesting, to say the least.
Mika,
we
got some I can
interesting really... questions.
We did. And I feel like you really just took my, you know, G-spot virginity. It's gone.
I did. I took that virginity, boy.
It's gone.
Yay. So that means you're going to come back next Monday and listen some more.
I will be tuning in. I'm even going to call. I'm going to call and say something.
Please do. We have very interesting topics. Every week, it's all about intimacy, all about relationships. At the end of the day, I am a therapist. So the goal with my show, even though we have fun on the show, is to help people to grow and learn
mm-hmm.
something new. And go out and have these discussions. I try to talk about things that a lot of people don't talk about normally. So
mm-hmm.
I'm very open. I really don't hold too much back. You know, we
I love it.
Say what we say, and we keep it moving. And I always tell people this is an adult show. So if you're offended by something, don't listen, because it's going to be some topics had on this show.
Right.
And some things said. So best believe it. So everybody, make sure you, if you're in the Atlanta area, you're able to come out to the book signing. It is on February the 25th, Thursday night, this Thursday night at, what's the lounge
Sephora
called?
Sephora Lounge. What's up? Sephora,
at Sephora
Lounge.
Sephora
yes.
Lounge, and it is the book signing. I will post all of this information in the invite. So you all will have the information there. I will also, Matthew will be doing a passage from the book. There will be live music, a DJ, food,
mm-hmm.
hookah, drink special. I will also be there to discuss your most intimate questions and concerns. I will take maybe 3 questions while I'm up there, but I have about 10. I think, so far that I need to answer. So I will answer those first, and then I will take your questions. And we'll just go from there and hopefully have a great time that evening.
Great time. You know it's going to be a blast. I'm so happy that you are going to speak. It's going to be an amazing time. Amazing time.
Yes, I'm excited and I cannot wait. So everyone, join us back here on Saturday from 11 to 1 with Brunch in the Basement with Javon. And then on Sunday from 6:30 to 8:30 with Sunday Evening Shout. That's also with Javon. You get your shout on after church. If you didn't go to church that day, you get your little church with her then. And then you come back to me on Monday. You come back to me on Monday. We're going to get back into the intimate stuff at 10 p.m. So I hope you all have a good night. I will be posting the new show up later on this week. And you all have a great night.
Good night.
Have a good night, Matthew.
Good night, Mika Boo.
Bye, Boo.
Think you may need what? All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it, oh. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But